Chapter 4, Dangers in Speculative Study.
The light of truth which God designs shall come to the people of the world at this time is not that which the world's men of learning are seeking to impart. For these men and their research often arrive at erroneous conclusions, and in their study of many authors become enthused with theories that are of satanic origin. Satan, clothed in the garb of an angel of light, presents for the study of the human mind subjects which seem very interesting and which are full of scientific mystery. In the investigation of these subjects, men are led to accept erroneous conclusions and to unite with seducing spirits in the work of propounding new theories which lead away from the truth. There is danger that the false sentiments expressed in the books that they have been reading will sometimes be interwoven by our ministers, teachers, and editors with their arguments, discourses, and publications, under the belief that they are the same in principle as the teachings of the Spirit of Truth. The book Living Temple is an illustration of this work, the writer of which declared in its full support that its teachings were the same as those found in the writings of Mrs. White. Again and again we shall be called to meet the influence of men who are studying sciences of satanic origin, through which Satan is working to make a non-entity of God and of Christ. The Father and the Son each have a personality. Christ declared, "I and my Father are one." Yet it was the Son of God who came to this world in human form. Laying aside his royal robe and kingly crown, he clothed his divinity with humanity, that humanity through his infinite sacrifice might become partakers of the divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. Christ was tempted in all points as man is tempted, but at no time did he bring against the tempter a railing accusation. To every temptation he presented the word of the Lord. "It is written," was his never-failing weapon. We, as the representatives of Christ, are to meet every thrust of the enemy with the word of the living God. Never should we allow ourselves to follow the trail of the serpent by using his scientific arguments. Satan can never gain advantage of the child of God who relies on the word of God as his defense. Our counselor impressed deeply on our minds that God's commandment-keeping people must be sanctified through the truth, and that truth must ever be given the foremost place. We must not forget that Satan still lives to exercise his deceptive power through false science. Christ was the majesty of heaven, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Life. Yet he humbled himself as a man and became obedient to every law of God. He passed over the ground that every man must tread who takes his name, and came forth from his trial pure and untainted by sin. He was our example in all things. The first advent of Christ and his life of ministry are not studied as they should be. His life was one of self-denial, in which truth in all its noble qualities was expressed. He lived to bless humanity by every good word and work.